Unit 11. Cross-cultural viewpoints. Reading 1. Ideas about beauty. Researchers have collected convincing evidence that people tend to rate beauty in much the same way. Groups even from different cultures do not really show that much difference in judging the main factors of beauty. However, researchers do not agree on whether the factors which influence how most people judge beauty come from genetics, nature, or culture, society. Devendra Singh, a psychologist at the University of Texas at Austin, conducted an experiment in 1993 to find out if different men found different female body shapes attractive. Dr. Singh gave drawings of different female body shapes to a variety of men and asked them to choose the most attractive body shape. Even though men came from a wide range of cultural backgrounds, they all tended to rate the hourglass body shape as the most attractive. In fact, Dr. Singh found that any woman whose waist is 70% as wide as her hips is judged as attractive by most men, no matter how big the woman is overall. Body shape, not weight, seemed to be viewed as the critical factor for attractiveness by men in this survey. Dr. Singh explained this result from the perspective of evolution. Women who develop an hourglass shape have a relatively higher level of estrogen, female hormone, than women who do not have this body shape. Because estrogen levels also influence fertility, men may subconsciously view a woman with an hourglass figure as a good candidate for producing children. Therefore, according to Dr. Singh, the men who choose these types of women have the potential for having more children. Over time, evolution would favor men who have inherited genes from their fathers, which influence the selection of this type of fertile woman. Douglas Yu, a biologist at Imperial College in London, disagrees with Dr. Singh's hypothesis. Dr. Yu thinks that culture, especially culture developed through exposure to mass entertainment and advertising, has had the largest influence on how men judge beauty. In order to test his theory, Dr. Yu traveled to southeast Peru to interview men in an isolated community, far from the reach of modern television, movies, and magazines. Through his own survey, Dr. Yu found that the men in this isolated community preferred heavier women with a wider waist than the body shape preferred by the men in Dr. Singh's study. Because this small community has lived apart from Western mass communication, their own culture has not been influenced by outside standards of beauty. In order to check the reliability of his study, Dr. Yu surveyed two other groups of men from this same community. However, the second and third groups surveyed by Dr. Yu had more exposure to Western entertainment and advertising. The results of these later surveys showed that as men from this isolated community came into contact with Western movies and magazines, their standards of beauty began to change more toward the Western standard of beauty. Dr. Yu concluded from these findings that even if evolution played a part in men's selection of mates, cultural influences are more powerful in the end and work faster in changing men's standards. With both satellite communication and the internet flooding every corner of the world with images and information from almost every culture, it is becoming harder and harder to find isolated communities. Soon it may be impossible to prove which side is correct in the genetics versus culture debate, simply because there will be no uninfluenced groups left to ask. Supplemental reading. Exporting beauty. Venezuela may make most of its money from exporting oil, but this country is probably more well known for exporting beautiful women. Ever since 1985, there has always been a woman from Venezuela in the finals of both the Miss World and Miss Universe contests. In fact, in 1995, women from Venezuela held both titles. No other country comes close to matching Venezuela's record for sending winners to these contests. How does a country with only 21 million people do it? The answer is probably connected to the Miss Venezuela Academy, a special school for any Miss World or Miss Universe contestant, run by Osmel Sousa. With his staff, Sousa chooses women from discos, shopping centers, schools, and off the street to apply for his school. Other women come to the school on their own. A few of the things that Sousa and his staff look for are age. Only women between the ages of 17 and 24 are considered. Education. The women must be able to answer difficult contest questions. And height. The women must be at least 1.7 meters, 5 feet 7 inches. And one more thing. The women must look good in a swimsuit. The finalists for the school are chosen in March so that the school's special plastic surgeons will have time to work on the women because everything must be healed by September when the contests begin. The surgery is all paid for by the school, so few of the women complain. After completing the academy, even the women who don't win Miss World or Miss Universe end up in modeling, broadcasting, or acting.